of buying time, killing people, that's in line. Lower classes, social slime, they don't matter. Genocide, sick from water, sick from air. Making money, they don't care. Censorship, force of air, fuck them back, it's only for they bomb. They shoot, they kill, they massacre, rape, they burn the kids. No one makes gun, trees, lie to your face, fight. Buying time, killing people, next in line. Lower classes, social slime, they don't matter. Genocide, sick from water, sick from air. Making money, they don't care. See their shit, force a bear. Fuck them back, it's only fair. They bomb, they shoot, they kill, they massacre, rape, they burn the kids. No one leaves gun, trees, lie to your face. Fight and die, cause God forgives. Yeah.
John Stevens, this is Rock the Boat right here on UCY.TV, the best little network on the internet, in my opinion. Anyways, today's the 16th of May. This is a long weekend coming up. Today, the weather is fantabulous. It's really nice and warm. The sun's been shining. It's cloudy, a little bit of drizzle this morning, but cleared up this afternoon. It's an absolutely glorious afternoon and evening. Now, I was up, I want to do this real quick. I was up at this store today called Renew or something, and up in Port Elgin, Ontario, and it's kind of like a Habitat for Humanity outfit. People drop stuff off, they sell it, keep the money, I guess, do whatever with it. But you don't pay any tax in that store. And so I was talking to the guy, and he said, how come you don't charge tax here? He says, well, we're kind of like one of those, what do you call them, like a fund or something? I said, like a tax-exempt foundation? He said, that's it. We're a tax-exempt foundation. I said, like the Rockefeller and the Carnegie and the Ford and a few thousand others. So this is UN, and UN is the United Nations is a tax-exempt foundation. Why wouldn't it be? It was made by the bankers and the Rockefellers and the Carnegies and the Fords and all the rest of these outfits. And the United Nations is a tax-exempt foundation. All the money that gets donated every year from all the countries, instead of feeding our homeless and our poor and making sure people have decent shelter, we ship the money off to the United Nations, and it's a tax-exempt foundation. And so there was this other old guy standing there, and he's going, no, this is Canada, great country. I said, this isn't a country, it's a freaking corporation, man. You know, get your stuff together here. And our government is the United Nations, plain and simple. That has been for a very, very long time. And he started arguing the point, and then the guy that worked there says, no, actually, we are a corporation, and this other poor old bugger, he's having a hard time with this. I said, you know, next time you sing Old Canada, just remember you're singing a corporate anthem, not the anthem of a country, but the anthem of a corporation. And but I was surprised to see this other guy agreeing with me, but then he's running a UN store, so I guess he would understand what I'm talking about. But still, most people don't have a sweet bejesus clue what's going on. But people are starting to talk a little more openly about things, the ones that do know, so that's nice. Here's a story Lloyd Axworthy, if you're not Canadian, you probably won't know who Lloyd Axworthy is. Even if you are Canadian, you probably don't know who Lloyd Axworthy is. But ex-foreign minister Lloyd Axworthy is to lead the New World Refugee Council in Waterloo, Ontario. Now, Lloyd Axworthy is also a member of the UNPA, the United Nations Parliamentary Assembly Group. That is full of professors, senators, political people, all pushing to create a United Nations Parliamentary Assembly, which is the world government. And so here we have a couple of absolute criminals. Lloyd Axworthy left, showing here, receiving the Order of Canada from Governor General David Johnson, who is also a criminal, in February, will head the World Refugee Council, which will be run out of the Center for International Governance Innovation in Waterloo, Ontario. Sound a little nefarious? Of course it does, because it is. Foreign Affairs Minister Lloyd Axworthy has been tapped to lead a new international group in search of practical solutions to the world's massive refugee crisis. Axworthy will head the World Refugee Council, which will be run out of the Center for International Governance Innovation in Waterloo, Ontario. The council is branding itself as a fresh perspective on finding solutions to an unprecedented crisis that has uprooted 21 million people and forced them to flee their home countries. Axworthy will be joined on the council that includes former and current politicians from Greece, Germany, Tanzania, Pakistan, among others. The group says it will work with the ongoing United Nations effort to create what is being called a new global compact for refugees. However, the council says in a statement that it will provide research and recommendations aimed at structural reform for the refugee system. Axworthy said the current refugee protection system is struggling to meet current needs. Now, more than ever, there is an urgent need for bold and innovative thinking on how we can improve international cooperation and ensure more predictable outcomes for refugees and states alike. Axworthy said, Foreign Affairs Minister Christina Freeland and International Development Minister Marie-Claude Bibeau endorsed the creation of the council. Of course they would, because they're also criminals. And I call them criminals because they are doing what Morris Strong and Rockefellers and Rothschild and all the rest of these nefarious sons of bitches have been trying to do since way before the First World War, and that is create a world government. And over decades and decades and decades of propaganda and international law, they figure they have us where they want us now. Now, I see Pakistan is a member of this. I have to go check this, which I'm going in a minute. But we got us a problem here, people. You know, we have the United Nations, which was set up by the most nefarious people who ever landed on the planet, to destroy us and basically drive us backwards into third world nations. Because first world nations are not sustainable. We use too many resources, and therefore we must go backwards. And the easiest way to get us go backwards is bring in millions of backward people. That will help drive us backwards. People that don't integrate. People that bring their own laws. People bring their own religion and breed like rabbits. And these old smiling bastards here should be hung from a tree in a public square before they die naturally. And the sad part is these old buggers are dying off now. We didn't get to hang Rockefeller. We didn't get to hang Strong. Kistner's going to kick the bucket soon. Soros ain't got much longer for this world. And these people are going to die likely peacefully, even though they're all involved in the murder of hundreds of millions of people and the destructions of their homes and their countries. But these amoral assholes, they just like to smile at the camera. And I'll stick this in here. I also saw something today about basically the privatization of the RCMP, putting the RCMP under civil control, which will end up as a private corporate police force. They're already a corporate police force, but the government, you know, problem, reaction, solution. It's always the same thing. We make a problem. We know what the solution is because we know what we're trying to accomplish. Then we use a lot of propaganda, a lot of NGOs, a lot of media, and the public never asks the question. And then eventually the government says, well, this is what the public wants. Public doesn't have a clue what's going on, but this is what the public wants, and this is what the NGOs want, this is what the international wants. So we, the government, have a duty to do what we're asked to do. Nothing that they ever do is the benefit of the people in this nation. Now, you know, they tell us all the time about universal human rights, you know, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, universal being everywhere, of course, and that this Declaration of Human Rights spans across the globe because human rights is a problem that can only be handled at the global level, just like this so-called climate change nonsense. And but there's a problem with this. It's not the universal, maybe universal declaration on human rights, but, and I'm not a human, but I'm a man, but beside the point, so one would gather that these are the same rights that everyone across the board lives by and understands. But there's also this thing called the indigenous human rights. Now, they say everybody on the planet's a human, which we're not, but that's what they say. So the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, and they say we're all human, so it's universal. But then they have also the indigenous rights. Now one has to ask, are indigenous peoples not humans like the rest of us? Are they the men and women on the planet? How can you have a universal declaration of human rights and call us all humans and then turn around and have indigenous human rights? But the one that's the most worrisome, of course, is the Cairo Declaration on Islamic rights. Now, some 45 countries signed on to this. I read somewhere it was up in the 50s now. But anyways, this is at least 45 Muslim countries have come up with the Cairo Declaration of Rights, which are Islamic rights, which, according to them, supersede the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. So people wonder why it is, what's going on in Europe, where they have no-go zones in that. Well, simple. I said it before. They don't recognize anything here. And they not have any intention of integrating into our system because they don't recognize our system because it's not Sharia. Plain and simple. Now, the Declaration of Indigenous Rights starts out, where am I looking for here? Starts out like this. It doesn't start out like this, but this is Article 22 of it. And it says, everyone shall have the right to express his opinion freely in such manner as would not be contrary to the principles of Sharia. Everyone has the right to advocate what is right and propagate what is good and warn against what is wrong and evil according to the norms of Islamic Sharia. Now, this came off of Ref World, which I've put up before, and it's the Cairo Declaration on Human Rights in Islam. Now, all of these 45 countries, I have a list of them someplace, all of these 45 countries, or more, but I know of at least 45, their Declaration of Rights has to abide by Sharia. Yet these 45 states are welcome into the UN as member states of the UN. Now, the Organization of Islamic Conference of Foreign Ministers, 5th of August, 1990. Cite as Organization of the Islamic Conference, Cairo Declaration on Human Rights in Islam, 5th of August, 1990. Available at comments adopted at the Islamic Conference of Foreign Ministers, Cairo, 1990. Disclaimer, this is not a UNHCR publication. UNCR is not responsible for, nor does it necessarily endorse its content. Any views expressed are solely those of the author or publisher and do not necessarily reflect those of the United Nations Human Rights Council, the United Nations, or its member states. Well, 45, at least 45 of the member states, oh wise United Nations, are signed on to this Cairo Declaration. So this is done at Cairo, 5th of August, 1990. That's quite some time ago, long before the Muslims started their massive influx into our nations. Now, the United Nations, these are member states of the United Nations, the international law, the international police, all know, and the member state police and military all know that these people coming into our nations have no intentions whatsoever of integrating. They have no intentions whatever of accepting any laws we have. They have no intention dealing with our courts, and they have no intention of accepting any religion other than Islam. Now, not only were they still members of the United Nations, they're being flooded into our nations. Reaffirming the civilizing and historical role of the Islamic Ummah, which God made the best nation that has given mankind a universal, well-balanced civilization in which harmony is established between this life and the hereafter, and knowledge is combined with faith, and the role of this Umar, whatever the hell that is, should play to guide a humanity confused by competing trends and ideologies and to provide solutions to the chronic problems of this materialistic civilization. Wishing to contribute to the efforts of mankind to assist human rights and to protect man from exploitation and persecution, and to affirm his freedom and right to a dignified life in accordance with Islamic Sharia. Convinced that mankind, which has reached an advanced stage in materialistic science, is still and shall remain in dire need of faith to support its civilization and or self-motivating force to guard its rights, believing that fundamental rights and universal freedoms in Islam are an integral part of the Islamic religion, and that no one, as a matter of principle, has the right to suspend them in whole or in part, or violate or ignore them, inasmuch as they are binding divine commandments which are contained in the revealed books of God and were sent through the list of his last of his prophets to complete the preceding divine messages, thereby making their observance an act of worship and their neglect or violation all abominable sin, and accordingly every person is individually responsible and the Ummah collectively responsible for their safeguard. Proceeding from the above mentioned principle, declare the following. Article 1. All human beings from one family whose members are united by submission to God and the descent from Adam, all men, are equal in terms of basic human dignity and basic obligations and responsibilities without any discrimination on the grounds of race, color, language, sex, religious belief, political affiliation, social status, or other considerations. True faith is the guarantee for enhancing such dignity along the path to human perfection. All human beings are God's subjects, and those and most loved by him, and those who are most useful to the rest of his subjects, and with no one, and no one has superior order over another except on the basis of piety and good deeds. And it goes on, and it goes on, Article 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. But then you get down here a little bit, it all is based on Islam and Sharia. Anything that isn't Islam or Sharia is a no-no. It is blasphemy, it is sacrilege, it is everything else. And so you need to read some of this stuff. Let's see here. All of Article 24, all the rights and freedoms stipulated in this declaration are subject to Islamic Sharia. Article 25. The Islamic Sharia, the only source of reference for the explanation or classification of any of the articles of this declaration. Now, this is on the United Nations Human, what is that? Oh, this is on the site of the United Nations High Commission for Refugees. And these are the refugees they're sending to our nations. And besides breeding like bunnies, they're putting mosques up all over the place. And the only religion and the only law is Islamic and Sharia. That's it. Nothing else is acceptable anywhere. Now, we need to put a stop to this ASAP. Quicker if possible. The fact that these countries are still members of the United Nations is quite telling. because you have these states, these countries, a ton of them. And while they're states of member states of the United Nations, they don't recognize anything in the United Nations unless it pertains to Islam. Because Islam is all there is, according to these people. So why is the United Nations setting up all this refugee shit? Why are ex-politicians setting up all this refugee shit to bring all of these Muslims into our countries? To destroy them, that's why. You know, I say a lot of times, you know, like this is one of the things that has to fall is the Christian faith, because it's standing in the way of earth worship. So really what they're creating here is basically a consent or conquest scenario. And most of the churches are sponsoring these people into the country because they're dumber than a box of rocks as well. And they've been schmoozed into the idea that we have a duty, being Christians and all, to help those who are less fortunate. I get all that stuff, but that's not what's going on. Now, when I say the word Christian, I have to clarify that a little bit. And we're right back to the Reformation again. Okay, we're back to the freaking Reformation one more time. Now, Martin Luther, forgot his name the other night, but Martin Luther back in the 1500s, who was a Catholic and a devout Catholic, when he got to Rome and saw the slavery, saw the decadence, the boys jumping out of birthday cakes naked, and all the gold and everything like this, and how when they wanted more money, they just created a new sin tax, which is what your government does today. When they want more money, they create a new sin tax. It might be, you know, seatbelt law. It's any of these things. Anything they create under the word safety is a sin tax. They just create new ones constantly. And when Martin Luther actually witnessed this, he had to do a lot of questioning. Now, the Reformation is basically anti-Catholic. Now, Catholics consider themselves Christian, but that's not even close. They usurp that, but they're not that. The Pope claims to be the vicar of Christ. He is the vicar of Satan, and such is the Catholic Church. So I don't add in anybody Catholic into the dome of Christians. Now, my uncle was an Orangeman. It's funny how history just keeps coming around, slapping you up the head. My uncle, who was an Orangeman, and I didn't understand that at all because I was just a young kid. But they used to march all the time, and it was about keeping the Catholics out. You know, there was a time when a Catholic couldn't be in public office. There was also a time when they run the lawyers out. But over time, weasels will weasel their way in, and others will help them. So basically, you know, and the Jews certainly aren't Christians. So the Catholics ain't Christians. The Jews ain't Christians. And we're pretty sure the Muslims ain't Christians. So basically, we're down to the Protestants. And, you know, it was the Protestant churches which were one of the biggest drivers in this diversity nonsense. It was the Protestant churches, the United and all the rest of them, who were first giving lip service to being engaged, fine, and all this kind of stuff. It was the Christian churches that were propagating to their people the fact that global warming is real. You know, so those churches have all been taken over, and it's documented they were all taken over in the 60s to move this program. Now, a lot of Protestants have left the churches because they're disgusted with what the church has become. And so as these churches vacate, it creates a void. And the void's being filled with Islam. Now, we've seen the evidence from other countries where Islam has gotten a foothold in, and it ain't pretty. It's about total and complete domination. Now, if you want to be dominated, you just sit tight and wait, because it's coming. Or we can stand up and give it a kick. Well, it's still kickable. But this is a decision that the people have to make. And they better make the right damn choice. Anyways, I'm going to put this in the chat as well. And I'd like everybody to read it. It's also on my Facebook. I haven't got it up on the blog or anything like that yet, but it's on the Facebook. Rock the Boat Radio. So you can find it there. I'm going to stick it in the chat. Everybody needs to read this damn thing and understand what they're reading. You better be pissed off when you're done reading it too, because if you ain't, well, your brain has become deceased. Now, the number of countries in here, I'm pretty sure Pakistan is one of them, which is part of this group that Lloyd Axworthy is getting involved in. What we got here? I wrote a little bit of stuff in here last night. I don't even know if it's legible. All Muslims must be deported from all Western nations. All Western borders must be closed to all immigrants, migrants, and illegals from all countries that signed the Cairo Declaration. They do not recognize our nation's laws, culture, or faith. They do not integrate because they only recognize and adhere to Islam. Therefore, they have no place in our Western nations. This is an attempt by the UN globalists to destroy Christianity, which I will just have to say Protestant, which is the cornerstone of Western nations. Christianity is standing in the way of their satanic world government. Time to remove all Muslims and all trace of the satanic UN and its supporters from our nations. Your future depends upon it, so be strong and fear not. And it's absolutely true. Anyways, the signatories of the Cairo Declaration on Human Rights and Islam were Albania, Algeria, Azerbaijan, Bahrain, Bangladesh, Benin. Some of these words I can't even pronounce. Some of these countries I never even heard of before. Chad, Ivory Coast, Egypt, Arab Emirates, Gabon, Gambia, Guinea, Guyana, Indonesia, Iran, Iraq, Jordan, Kazakhstan, Kuwait, Lebanon, Libya, Malaysia, Maldives, Mali, Morocco, Mozambique, Nigeria, Niger, Oman, Pakistan. There it is, Pakistan. So Pakistan is on this thing that Lloyd Axworthy is involved in now to help figure out a way to get these migrants, these refugees, into our nations, into our countries. And to have Pakistan on there in Germany, I mean, we've got the crazy lady herself, Merkel, running Germany. So that makes sense. And Pakistan's involved in it. So Syria's a signatory, Togo, Tanzania, Turkey, Uganda, Uzbekistan, Yemen, and some other country I can't explain. Now, these are all of the states or countries that signed on to the Cairo Declaration. None of those people, none of them, not a damn one of them, should be allowed inside our borders. Yet, where are we finding them now? We're finding them in our governments. We're finding them teaching in the universities. We're finding them on our freaking police forces and in our armies. So the universal human rights says everybody has a right of freedom to speech, religion, yada, 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 unless it's an Islamic state, which recognizes none of that stuff. They only recognize their stuff. So there's nothing universal about Islam. It is a separate, cannot be integrated, holding itself above everybody else. Did I mention they breed like rabbits? And this is what's being foisted upon us. And we are paying for it. You know, you go to work, and then here's another good one. I think this is out of Australia. Yeah, Australian values. Okay, this is a good one out of Australia because it has two sets of human rights, it says. Actually, there's three. Don't forget the indigenous, but it's not going to cause anybody trouble. This is a good piece. I'm going to put this in there as well, but this is from Australia. So we have a duty to stop this. Yes, Muslim rabbits. Little Muslim rabbits. And they're going to breed us if we don't get our act together. Well, they can't outbreed us if we don't allow them in the country. They can't get political clout if we don't allow them in the country. They can't build mosques if we don't let them in the country. The children in our schools can't be indoctrinated into Islam if they're not in the country. And that's why we got to get them out of here. You know, you wouldn't live in a place that was full of rats and vermin and things that could hurt you or make you ill or whatever. You would do something about it. You know, if I come over to your house and it's full of rats and mice and that, and I said, you know, I just seen a rat run across the floor there. Yeah. He just, he didn't really integrate in here that good, but you know, he's he didn't know where to live. And so we feed him and stuff and he'll be fine. But he seems to be bringing his rat friends in now. I was just trying to help this one rat family out, but now they seem to be bringing in their friends and families. And now I'm getting crowded here. And did I tell you they breed like bunnies? You wouldn't put up with that shit. But we're putting up with this nonsense, and we have got to stop looking the other way. Okay, this is a problem. This is a huge, huge problem. Okay, we're being taken down from the inside. That goes all the way back to Cicero. Okay, warning us about the treason within our halls of government. and that they are more dangerous than a murderer or standing army, because at least you know what the hell you're dealing with. This, you don't know what you're dealing with. We know what we're dealing with, but the vast majority of the population has no clue what's coming. So we got to be kind of like the canaries in the coal mine. We got to shout it from the rooftops. There is no room in our Western nations for something that is totally against our Western nations. Why would you invite, would you invite a rapist to come and stay with your wife while you're gone for a week on business? I don't think so. I hope the hell not anyways. I don't think you're that stupid. But this is exactly what we're doing. You've all seen stories where the Muslims do something nasty and they walk out of the courts, or they don't even get charged. Why is that? Obviously, we know why it is, because the police are on side. Why are the police on side? Because all police forces have been internationalized. So they're all UN police forces. The armies have all been internationalized. They're all UN armies. That's why I say we better start talking to our local police, better start talking to the military and try to explain to these people what the hell they're protecting, which is their own demise. We have got to get this turned around. All this pussying around nonsense of, oh, well, sure, there's some Muslims might be nasty, but there's lots of nasty Christians, lots of nasty white people. You know, so you can't just blanket coverage all of these lovely people with the same brush. Well, of course you can, because if you're a Muslim, your state, your religion, and your law are all one and the same, and none of it jives with us, and they ain't giving it up. They're coming here to impose their way of life on us, not to integrate with us. Therefore, there's no place for them here. Therefore, we must stop them from coming here. And we must get those ones that are here the hell out of here. It is time to cleanse our nations. Or sit back and watch the genocide take place. At least the natives tried to fight back. Which is a hell of a lot more than we've done to date. We need to start rounding these people up. And one of the first group we need to start rounding up is people like Axworthy, who is a member of the UNPA. Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, is a member of the UNPA. The old head of the NDP was a member of the UNPA before he died. The Green Party is a member of the UNPA. So who are you going to vote for? The conservatives? There's all kinds of conservatives, both senators and politicians, who are members of the UNPA. So enough with the vote. It ain't going to do us any good. You saw what I read, or you heard what I read there about consumerism, or about materialistic coming from the Muslims or Islam or the Cairo Declaration. It's time to turn this around. It fits right in with the UN sustainability program. You know, they want to, you want to knock you down 75% less water than used today. Now you just think about that a second. You take a day, you figure out in a normal day how much water you use, then reduce that by 75% and see what kind of life you're going to have. Get rid of your private vehicle and see how your life goes, because that's not sustainable either. Get rid of your house that you worked so hard to pay for and then rent it back from a globalist corporation because private property is not sustainable. You see where we're going. And Islam, which is in no way whatsoever compatible with the phony UN Human Rights Declaration, are still members of the United Nations. The United Nations knows that because the Cairo Declaration says it. And the Cairo Declaration said you can have whatever faith you want, you can do whatever you want, say whatever you want, as long as it doesn't interfere with Sharia. Which means the only thing you can voice is something positive about Sharia or the Islamic faith. So, what are they doing here? Why are we allowing them here? Why are we spending our tax dollars to bring them here? Why are we spending our tax dollars to pay an asshole like Axworthy or the Governor General to set this stuff up? Now, they picked those particular groups of people, Pakistan and whatnot, for a reason. What do we got here? Back here for a second. Who's on this damn thing? Tanzania, Greece, which has been totally destroyed, Germany, which is destroying itself, Tanzania, Pakistan, among others. Now, I don't know who these others are. United Emirates? I don't know. Iran? Maybe. I don't know who these others are. We'll have to find out. But when you have this thing called the New Global Compact on Refugees, and the United Nations is trying to create this thing, when you have the Center for International Governance, Innovation, in Waterloo, Ontario, you know, you got a problem. And when you have foreign affairs, which is foreign business, affairs means business, you know, the foreign business minister and the international development minister endorsing the creation of the council, you know, you're in trouble. We're not part of the government. We have nothing to do with the government. The government does not serve us, and if people still believe in that, then you really got some work to do. Now, there was another thing in here about, or I saw something today on the front page of the Toronto paper when I went to get a coffee this morning. And it had to do with the RCMP. But I don't see it here. Well, here we have an audit. Slams the RCMP on mental health. Now, we just paid out of your pocket, if you're in Canada here, we just paid out of your pocket $100 million from 40 years of abuse that these so-called RCMP officers had. None of them, they didn't quit their job, but they just complain about abuse. So they're still getting their paycheck, and then they got $100 million to pay to divvy up amongst themselves, all because they were abused, you know, and the people that are tasered, beat up, shot, you know, arms broken, legs broken by the RCMP, those people, of course, got nothing. But it was the little whiners inside the RCMP, probably people who went out and tasered innocent people or beat up old men and women, who got part of the $100 million payout. A third report that exposed the RCMP's failure to ensure a safe and healthy workplace for employees led the public safety minister Tuesday to contradict Canada's top Mountie on what ails the iconic police force. It came after Federal Auditor General Michael Ferguson released an audit that found the RCMP failed to allocate enough money and staff to implement a mental health strategy it rolled out in May 2014. Now, that mental health strategy, we did that a few weeks ago, comes straight out of the United Nations. There's a good strategy on paper, but the challenge is to actually make it work, said Ferguson, whose audit directly ties mental health issues to operational effectiveness. Now, we have mental health issues going throughout the systems and the public, because as the head of mental health in Canada said at a TEDx talk, stood there at the podium and said, made a declaration that we are all of us are mentally ill. Well, speak for yourself. Speak for yourself, lady. So now we have this wounded RCMP police force who are obviously mentally ill. They prove it all the time. I mean, when you have someone coming into your country that's not supposed to be here and you carry their bags to your SUV for them, that's a case of mental illness for sure. You're supposed to not let them in, not carry their freaking luggage like a bunch of stupid bellboys. But then if you look at the RCMP uniform, I suppose it's not that far away from looking like a bellboy outfit. So maybe the RCMP are just confused. They may be confused because they're obviously mentally ill, because they keep saying here they're mentally ill. And there's one other story that I wanted to get to, and that is about the RCMP. I don't know if I can find it quick enough. See if I can come up with something here. National homepage for the RCMP. Let's see. Have to dig that up for Thursday's show, I say. We have a lot of human rights with the RCMP and stuff, but I've got the right headline. Well, let's run over here. A couple minutes we got left. Let's run over here to the homepage of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. Well, look at this. If anyone listening to this show finds themselves unemployed or underemployed or underpaid for the employment they're doing, then this may be the page for you, because it says they're hiring. Now you have to be mentally deranged as well. They'll probably have a, I don't know what you take, a test, you know, I don't know. Let's see. Now, see, this is an interesting site. RCMP Name the Fool contest. If you want to name a little horse, I guess, and that's fairly recent, May the 1st. I'm going to put this in here anyways, because somebody may find something interesting in here. RCMP used technology, a use of the technology to identify cellular devices for law enforcement purposes. You might be interested in that. What is fentanyl? Facts about what we're doing about it. Ooh. So they have careers. They're looking along these lines, looking for some people to work for. It's funny, they only have it in about. Oh, here's an about page down at the bottom about the RCMP. The RCMP's mandate, as outlined in Section 18 of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police Act, is a multifaceted. It includes preventing and investigating crime, maintaining peace and order, enforcing laws, contributing to national security, ensuring the safety of state officials visiting dignitaries and foreign missions, and providing vital operation support services to other police and law enforcement agencies within Canada and abroad. So, they are in for the safety of state officials visiting dignitaries and foreign missions. Well, one of the foreign missions is the influx, this massive influx of Islamic refugees. So they're there to protect that. So I guess that's why they're carrying their luggage. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police is the Canadian National Police Service and an agency of the Minister of Public Safety Canada. Now, when I phoned up Corrections and Safety on Ontario one day, and the lady answered the phone and said, "Hello, safety." And I said, "I'm looking for Corrections and Safety." She said, "Well, this is a safety division of Corrections and Safety." I said, "Fantastic. What do you do there?" "I get the corrections part. What's safety about?" "Oh, we do stuff, but don't tell me nothing." "What do you do?" "Well, things." "What kind of things?" "Well, things." "Well, that's no definition." So I read her the definition of safety, and she said, "Well, yeah, but safety has nothing to do with the definition of the word safety." "Well, then why are you using the word safety?" "I don't know. We thought it sounded good, so we just threw it in here." This is the kind of bullshit that's going on in this lovely country of ours. The RCMP is unique in the world since it is a national, federal, provincial, municipal policing body. We provide a total federal policing service to all Canadians and policing services under contract to three territories, eight provinces, except Ontario and Quebec, more than 150 municipalities, and more than 600 Aboriginal communities, and three international airports. But they're the Queen's Police. That's who they are. So I'm going to put this in here as well. You may want to scan through it. I'm going to take a look through it, see what they got cooking. Haven't been there for quite some period of time. And, this is our, not our, it's the Queen's, shit. It's the Queen's police force. And, the Queen has sold her little lily white soul to the other guys. Man, we got a lot of work to do, folks, and we got to start picking it up and getting it done. I don't want our country to look like Germany. I do not want North America to look like Germany or France or Greece or any of those places. There's lots of us. We're going to have to take it back, and we're going to have to shut the borders down. If the police don't do it, they won't. That's the end of the show for tonight. I'm going on time to warm, but the sun is just setting. I'm going to go do that. Everybody have a fantastic night. Talk to you tonight. This is Rock and Roll.
Selling right lies here. And buying time. Killing people next in line. Lower class and social slime. They don't matter. Genocide. Sick from water. Sick from air. Making money. They don't care. Caesar shit. Force of air. Fuck them back. It's only for the war. They shoot. They kill.